Welcome to the Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective, a podcast that explores the world of digital filmmaking and talks to young aspiring filmmakers in high school, college, and beyond. Now here are the hosts of the show, Mike Allen and James Conley.
Right, welcome back to another Buzz edition of the One Point Perspective podcast. Today we're going to be going over the buzz for the movie Dos y Cinco, which is brought to us by the Papaya Crew. Papaya Crew is made up of Mikey St. Martin, Scott Falvey, Coleman Walsh, Cole Bowden, starring Jake Bonarigo and Joey Norse, and featuring Senora Bacon.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to have Senora Bacon in her first major role for a film festival movie. And this is a very funny script. This crew is like the half of the banana crew that brought us the Bully and the Beast and the heist. I think this crew, probably out of all our crews maybe, got off to the slowest start. They had some mishaps, as crews will have. Like, you have a talented actor like Jacob Bonarigo, who is also a hockey player, and then they'll dye their hair, as some hockey players will do during the playoffs, and that just ruined their one scene that they did get over February break, so they had to do that again. Scheduling issues, stuff like that. So we've kind of been on them. We have Coleman Walsh as the designated rally guy, and he's doing a great job rallying the troops. And lately, they've been doing better. They've been happy. They shot a pretty significant scene with Mrs. Bacon, or Senora Bacon, and they were really happy. Mikey St. Martin came back and was like, why isn't she in more film festival movies? She's great.
Yeah, we've been kind of waiting to get her into a role. And this, for anyone who has had Senora Bacon out there, I had her, and I had Dos y Cinco many, many times, or mucho tiempos, as they might say. And it is, I think it's a really, really great role for her to kind of sink her teeth into. I think Mikey has the vision. Again, I saw some more advanced shots coming from him. Again, it was footage they couldn't use because Jacob had got his hair dyed, but I did see some shots that I was really impressed with. And again, as a team, when you have Coleman Walsh kind of wrangling everyone, you know you're in a good spot. Cole's been great. They call him the organization guy. And then Falvey is Falvey. I mean, he's going to be there. He's there every day. He's, you know, helping out whatever is being asked of him. And so it's a good crew. The Papaya Crew, definitely having fun. I think my challenge for them would be, you know, to get this movie filmed so that we have time to kind of add anything we're thinking into it later. I think my challenge for them is, like, get the footage done, get what we need for the bare bones of this movie done, so that we do have time in case we're thinking of funny things. Because a movie like this, as we've done over the years, you know, we could always think of a funnier scene or a funny, you know, add this little bit in at the end. So, Papaya, I hope you're listening. Get on the Instagram and let's get this movie done.
Yeah, as of now, and we're recording this in the second week of March, we're doing it a little later this year just because some of the crews just took a while getting going, and we wanted to make sure that we had seen some of the stuff first. But as of now, they've filmed one scene, and two other scenes are somewhat done, according to their traffic light breakdown. So, assuming that is up to date, they are probably the one with the most work to do.
So as far as the Papaya Crew and the movie Dos y Cinco, I have them as a grande lavender cream frappuccino blended beverage.
I was down a two.
Okay.
And I had that, and I was going to go with that. It's funny, but I switched. I went with a grande caramel ribbon crunch creme frappuccino.
Excellent choice. All right, so there you have it. That is the buzz for the movie Dos y Cinco.
You've been listening to Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective.
Hi, Walpole. Taylor Swift here. I'm excited to announce the annual Walpole Film Festival Recycling Drive will be happening Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 2 in the high school parking lot. I hope to see you there.